In 2012, Hello. Tig Notaro walked onto the stage at LA's Largo Theater and said this.
Good evening. Hello. I have cancer. How are you? Hi, how are you? Is everybody having a good time? I have cancer. How are you? It's a good time. Diagnosed with cancer.
Not funny, except that it was tragically, heartbreakingly funny. It was the beginning of a riff that hasn't stopped. Here she is on Conan O'Brien's show a year later.
Before I had a double mastectomy, I was already pretty flat-chested. And I made so many jokes over the years about how small my chest was that I started to think that maybe my boobs overheard me. And we're just like, you know what? We're sick of this. Let's kill her.
Notaro, as you can tell, did not get killed by her boobs. She is in remission. She recently married, and she's the author of a new memoir. It's called I'm Just a Person. And she is with us now in the studio at NPR West. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So your memoir is about your very bad year.
Yes.
2012. You were hospitalized for a severe intestinal disease. Your mother died unexpectedly. And to top it all off, you were diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer.
Well, you forgot two things. It started out with pneumonia. And I also went through a breakup.
So, I mean, this is like the worst 4 months of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a point where you were just like, this sucks so bad, I've got to find funny in it. Or is that just how you cope?
Yeah, it really became funny. I mean, of course I was scared, but it really did reach a breaking point. And right before I went on stage was... I don't prepare too much before my shows. Usually before when I'm showering is when I'm really thinking things through. And that's when I came up with that line of, hello, good evening, I have cancer. And so,
so you just came up with that right before the show?
Yeah, when I was showering. And I I thought it was the funniest line.
And people in the audience didn't necessarily. Not everybody did. Obviously,
some,
you can hear people
laugh. Yeah, some did. And there's this definite feeling of, wait a minute, is this a joke? And it wasn't, but it was.
Right. The comedian Louis C.K., of course, saw your performance at the Largo. And later on NPR, he said it was an incredible example of what comedy is good at, which is taking people to the scary parts of their mind and making them laugh in those scary places. Thinking back on it now, is that something you try to do, is taking people to the thing they fear the most and make them laugh?
Well, that show wasn't, I wasn't trying to really do anything for the audience.
Yeah.
I think it was more
for
myself.
Yeah.
And I really feel like looking back now that I was probably asking for help on some level, you know? I really was astounded by how many people were touched and lifted by the performance. And that was such a relief after putting that vulnerable set out there.
In this year from hell, basically 4 months from hell, your mother unexpectedly died.
Yeah, my mother tripped and hit her head and was on life support. And right after I got out of the hospital, I had to fly home to take her off life support.
You were close to her. You said that she nurtured your humor. You've said that she was most comfortable when things were uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
My mother, she was very shocking. One of the examples I always use to give people a good idea of who she had been in a really bad car accident years ago and broke every bone in her body and was in a coma. And they had used these long, thin screws to straighten out her toes. And after she had the screws removed, she asked the doctor if she could keep them. And then she used them for olives to put in martinis. And so when she would have parties, people would say, oh, Susie, this is so cool. What made you think to use these screws? And she said, oh, yeah, those were in my toes after the accident.
No way.
And,
so you're like mid-martini.
Yeah.
Like, Love it.
Yeah.
So obviously
I'm a mellow version. Wow. She was very wild and funny and...
But it sounds like, I mean, she just saw funny in the dark. I mean, there seems like a line here that we could maybe draw, right, between the two of you.
Oh, for sure.
You grew up in a town in Mississippi called Pass Christian, is that right?
It's pronounced Pass Christian.
Pass Christian.
And that's right there on the Gulf Coast. That's where my mother grew up as well.
You were married there last year.
I was.
Yeah. And it was, if I may say, the first same-sex wedding that has happened in that town. Is that right?
You know, I would guess that it was. Maybe people had mellow, private ceremonies, but we went off the charts. We got married on the beach, and it was really so touching to be walking through the neighborhood to my cousin's house where the reception was and have locals run out and cheer us on, saying, "This is so great." And
people were cool with it. I mean, there wasn't...
Oh, I mean... All the local establishments prepared food, and they're so helpful. And there are just so many artistic, beautiful, talented, open-minded, loving people that I hate the thought of them getting grouped in to the others.
So much of the material over the last few years has been, right, this dark stuff, and all this dark stuff happened to you. Of course, now you've said and you've written that you're one of the happiest people in the world. You're mm-hmm. building a family. You've got all kinds of great projects going on. How does that work, you know, now that you're happy, right? Is happiness the enemy of art? Do you worry about that?
No, I think it's silly. People love to make comedians out to be miserable, dark, twisted people.
Right.
And I think... A lot of people struggle with depression and mental illness and have issues and problems within their family. The mailman has it. Your neighbor has it. It's just that comedians have a microphone. For me, I don't connect with being this dark person. I certainly have had dark moments. But I don't want to be the anything comedian.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to call me, that's your business. But it's not a decision I've made up in my head.
Well, Tig Notaro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That's comedian Tig Notaro. Her memoir, I'm Just a Person, is out now.